a sip on our White Cup crisp. That's a crisp jazz track there by Mano Dibango.
Yes.
What is it called again, Charles Carrier?
Baobab Sunset.
Sige, stop salivating first.
I was
thinking it was a crisp.
We are not salivating. We're just, you know, amazed by her
aura.
Aura and beauty. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sip on this. There's something she brought here, which I cannot sip on, but it looks fantastic, and I understand.
God, that when she leaves.
She's not leaving. She's
intends to set the show on fire.
It's going to be on fire. And we actually can order our White Cup crisp in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond you going to get yourself a White Cup crisp at your local,
let's be honest, it has rained.
Or you're going to your supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Or
me and Doro are Nini. Two different WhatsApp groups. So let's be honest. So
that's just, you know when you come from a shags that has done not have lami. This is what happened.
First, no, they've dug up all the tarmac in Kileleshwa. We don't have pavements, we don't have roads to walk on. It's just matope everywhere.
Flooded everywhere.
Yeah.
Matope is coming from building the construction site onto the road. So they get turrets of anger of matope. These turrets are matope.
So what we've done is we've decided to acclimatize to our surrounding.
Yes, that's why he has a very big car.
So no.
Have you seen the boat on the head?
Boss.
So listen, see, wait. So what we resolved to is we don't work hard, we work smart.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
so there's no point of me going to fish if the fish can be brought to me.
Ah.
And in this context, we're talking about
the fish. But let's let the lady first tell us.
Oh, what introduced her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
So
good
who?
Evening.
Okay. Thanks.
Good afternoon.
Ah, enough.
All right.
Who are you?
Oh, well, thank you for having me, the boys live.
Yeah, karibu sana.
I am Waithera, also known as a digital diva.
Mm. Oh, that's you. Oh.
Hey, finally, we're meeting celebs. You guys, I told you this job is nice. You get to meet all the celebs.
Go on.
Which carboni?
So, I'm very privileged to work for EABL.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in the marketing department. I lead several initiatives, including our digital commerce channels.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm happy to be here to speak about... Basically, I brought the bar to you.
The bar?
Yes. Is it?
So what is
the reason?
I'm looking.
Where?
The bag she's carrying, the handbag is not at that big. So.
Is this like Kani Kitambo? Where our mama is walking
with the dawa.
You guys. This is I brought the future to you right here.
The future.
Yeah, okay. So the bar, thebar.com.
Okay.
Mm.
So as you guys were talking about where you go to get your drinks, now you just order online.
Mm-hmm.
It comes right here within 40 minutes, wherever you are, anywhere in Kenya.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how? So for example, my father in Meru,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Curtis Karaoke, SBEAKKATO. How does he go around it? How does he get to order on ke.thebar.com?
So what's
simply?
Dr. Karaoke just needs to go to thebar.com.
Yeah.
He puts in his location, and basically what we've done, we've mapped out our distributor network across the country and different retail outlets. So there'll be an outlet next to him, near him, between 10 to 20 kilometers near him, where he'll order from.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come to him simply. In fact, Meru is one of the biggest places where we sell from thebar.com.
Okay.
And the others are Nyeri, Embu, Nairobi, and Mombasa.
Interesting.
Wait. Yeah, those are the top five
towns. And Europe?
Where's that?
Kisumu.
Yeah.
Ask guys, but I thought ask guys order a lot, man.
Hey.
Ask guys of Kisumu in Europe, man. We order in bulk. But let's first of all, why the bar? What led to this decision to have the bar on?
Necessitated this move.
Yeah.
So actually, it started pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. So back in February 2019.
Yeah.
You know. We started thinking about e-commerce. Or let me say, I started thinking about e-commerce and everybody in the business was like, what?
Yeah.
That's too futuristic. So I said, let's do this. Let's just get ready so that when the opportunity comes, and we didn't know what was coming in February 2019. So we did the research. We built a prototype. We conducted interviews. We spoke to consumers. They told us what they want, what they don't want. We worked with our partners, you know, and then we had, you know, a prototype in place, and we kind of parked it in February 2019, put it aside because for EABL, most of our business is in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that made sense then. And then fast forward to May 2020, we all know what happened.
Lockdown.
Yeah. And for us, we were severely impacted because the bars were closed.
Yes.
Remember, there were, I think, three different waves when the bars were closed. And so we found that now consumers had to find an alternative. Yeah, because guys were now chilling at home. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go order. You don't want to go out, you know, to the shops to buy anything. You just want to order in. Or if you're going to, you know, park and chill, you know, you just order and it comes to you.
Yeah.
So we partnered with our distributors because we have a great distributor network across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we, by the way, we started it being a call center. So it was first a call center. You call, you order. Yes.
Mukonai.
So that one.
This was, what was it called then?
So it was called Party Central.
Yeah, Party Central before.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
So, go on. Sorry,
and then we've just rebranded it to thebar.com and changed a few things just to make the experience much better and much easier. And
such as?
So, for example, we have more retailers on the platform. So we have over 50 people, over 50 retailers, so you can get whatever you want from whatever town.
So the process is much faster.
It's much faster. And you see, we're also very Nairobi-centric. Now we're all over the country.
Yeah.
We've right now there's free delivery, free delivery on the platform.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Imagine.
So as we speak right now, Dagetari Munywa is in Mabatha.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's sitting there with the madam.
Yes.
And girlfriend.
I would like them to have a nice weekend, so I can actually send over a bottle directly to where they are.
Yes, absolutely. You just put in their location.
I don't have to be there.
You don't have to be there. Surprise them.
Yeah.
And guess what, Solo? Uh-huh. Now I'll even make it sweeter for you. Do it today.
Yes.
Because anything you order that's over 2,000 bob, I'll give you 500 bob off. And free delivery.
Wait. Let's say this again slowly. You know, some of us, it takes a while to voice the message to get home.
Do you not understand my English?
Just say it again nicely.
Let me speak to him.
Mm.
So, Solo, the Muzinga is 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. 25. We send for the Muzinga.
Yeah.
It comes back like this. The guy is telling us the price is 2K.
Uh-huh. So, I get back a 5 soko discount, more or less.
So,
if we're changaing.
So, it was 2.5.
So, changaing were 5 of us. Instead of chucking 2.5. It will go, it will come back, and I'll be given 5 sock change.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Madafu.
Solo, you'll just pay 2K. There's no need for change. My guy, you have gone so far.
No. This is good for me to understand it, right?
Let me remind Solo, this is not, you're not going to the kiosk.
Mato, be nice.
With cash.
Mato, there's no need for violence. Mato, be nice.
No, I'm bringing from the 90s. You see, you've got stories of, it is on your phone.
Yes.
Starting, let's start there. You're on your phone, you're ordering for Mze. So they send you a bill.
Yes.
Instead of a bill being 2.5, it's what?
2,000.
2,000. Simple.
And free delivery.
Free delivery.
Let's do this, Let's go pay a couple of bills. Let's make these orders of ours first.
Yeah.
I'd like, we have like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's wait and hear Dagetari at the beach telling us, thank you very much, Ninebata.
Send us a voice note of what you'd like to know about ke.thebar.com.
Absolutely.
The digital diva is here herself.
Yes.
So talk to us at the Jam 94. The hashtag is driveout. Is there a hashtag for the bar? It's called hashtag the bar.
That's a good one.
Yeah, use those hashtags. Ask us questions, comments. If you've ordered something that you know you like, tell us. Show us how you order. You can take screenshots. Yeah, do a lot.
All right.
Talk to us. It's a good Friday. The best mix of music. So Charles Kiari is here, by the way.
Yeah, Martin Karaoke is here.
And Solo.
And our guest,
the digital.
I'm still here. Still
looking fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now we're talking about ke.thebar.com. Now, the one thing we need to tell you guys is if you're ordering or having a drink, please drink responsibly. Do not order drinks for people under the age of 18. Okay? Do not drink and drive. Mm. One more thing. Which is the other one more thing?
We drink responsibly.
Drink better, not more.
Our drinks are to be enjoyed.
Also, you take some. Is it called Maji?
Space your drinks.
Space your drinks and
drink
have
eat well.
Have food.
Enjoy yourselves, guys. Is this not a race? also. Yeah. It's not a race.
It's not a competition either. Yeah. I mean, we're not trying to see who's drink, who can drink more than the other.
So let's talk about ke.thebar.
Okay.
Yeah.
.com. Yes. Is how to get there. The bar, basically. Mm. What is the consumer experience? What is it that you guys want the consumer to experience from this particular?
So on ke.thebar.com. So number one, we have the full portfolio of all ABL brands on there. Mm. So you have an amazing selection from the beer category, the spirits category, etc. And then you get everything at the recommended retail price.
Mm.
So you won't get any inflated prices because it's coming straight from the distributors. Mm. Yeah. So that's really important.
Oh, when you say distributors, like the one in Dago.
Yeah, yeah. Tony West. Yeah.
Tony West. Yeah. So yes. If you're in Jamhuri, you get it direct.
Correct.
From whoever's closest to you.
Yeah.
So it saves time.
Yeah.
Mm. And price.
Yes.
So a Johnny Walker Black on 750 ml is 3,500 shillings.
Stop it.
Yes.
Dandaba. Alvin Ratiera. Are you guys hearing this story? Stop it.
You know what I love the most? I'm a practical person. So as we talked about, I just went straight to the website.
Okay.
The first thing that I liked is can we see some ID, please? I love that.
Yeah.
I simply love that.
So you can get on if you're not over 18.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So we have that age gate there. That's part of our, you know, responsible drinking. And then even when it's delivered to you, the rider asks for ID.
What?
I love that.
Yeah, because you know it could be delivered, and then you know your toy is home, and then
they're
so like you could fake an ID online, but you cannot fake it on the ground.
Exactly. Okay. So he asks for ID.
I love that.
So what product is moving right now? Oh, another thing is that now you guys can see what's moving more and everything. So what products are moving more right now?
So it's true. So because of the bar.com, we're able to see what people are asking for more, and then even give offers.
Yeah.
So the highest selling right now is Johnny Walker Black. So we
imagine. Yeah. We know. How many bottles are there? Yours.
Yeah. Imagine.
And also just because it's at a good price, we usually have offers where we'll give you something else other than the Johnny Walker Black. And it's, again, we've seen what the guys want, so we give them better experiences. That's the whole point of doing it.
Improving, what the market,
the consumer's experiences and using data to improve that.
Mm-hmm. So now we'll get some Johnny Walker Black at rugby events, sponsoring and pushing Impala, for example.
So for rugby, what I'd recommend is Tusker Lager, because actually Tusker Lager is the second most moving, actually the first moving beer on ke.thebar.com.
So why not both of them?
Yeah, so both of them.
Yeah.
So Tusker Lager is amazing as well. As you know, Tusker Lager is celebrating 100 years this year.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Since 1922.
And what happened at Shin City?
Charles was there sitting on the first nini.
And at Shin City, there was something fantastic happening. There was a whole karaoke thing for the Nexters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the next artist.
Speaking of the Nexters, now, there's something you implied when we started. You said that you planned for this particular website and this particular service a couple of years ago.
Right.
So what else can we expect? Seeing that you guys already have this thing on lockdown, it's like if you had pre-planned for it like a couple of years
ago. Yeah, like, for example, like the boys online. No, something.
You know, yeah.
No, I'm going to tell you all my secrets.
No, it's not
secrets as such. It's just for us to...
a teaser.
Yeah.
I told you.
Well, no, I mean, to be honest, the way I sit in my role, which I love so much, I'm always future thinking. In fact, my role is called Media Future.
Oh.
Not for today, for the next. So I'm into a lot of experimentation. Right now, I'm looking at this whole Web 3.0, all this stuff, and seeing what can we do to just, again, the end goal is to delight the consumer.
Delight.
That's the end goal.
So ideally, what you're trying to say is you're bringing the drinks closer to us.
Absolutely.
You're trying to make sure it's not just a drink, it's also an experience that comes along with it.
And it's a thumb's click away.
So one thing, it's the boys agreed, it's testosterone, whatever. But
yes,
we just want to know, what do the ladies, can you know what the ladies are ordering most?
Good question.
To help us.
No,
you know, appreciate our ladies more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, oops, I thought we're buying for the ladies.
appreciating is buying.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting that we don't segment, you know, say we're going to market Johnny Walker just to men.
Okay.
We see whiskey drinkers across the segment, male and female.
Yes.
There's a, you know, different groups. You've seen women who whiskey.
Yeah.
So women tend to enjoy, you know, everything. With gin, people typically think gin is for ladies, but our friend right here,
Charles Carrier
is a gin consumer.
Loyalist. There are very many Capsule FM guys here who do gin.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I brought you guys Gordon Sicilian gin.
Oh, don't want guys. Yeah. They will know.
Yeah.
Those are not meant to hear.
This is Cobain.
It's for the whole everybody that's here, not just you guys.
This is new.
Yeah, so Gordon's Sicilian is new.
Okay.
Just launched into the market. So as you know, there's the Gordon's, yeah, and then there's Gordon's Pink, which we launched a couple of years ago that did really well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now this is Gordon's Sicilian.
This is from Sicily or
let's do this. Let's
you know, Sicilian. No,
it's from Kenya Breweries.
What is a Sicilian?
We need to understand more about what the drink and who it represents.
Yeah, Sicilian. My mom is called Sicilia as well. Okay. So I need to know, like, if I buy, is it spelled S-I or C-E?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. We need to marinate on that one.
Yeah.
Couple of bills. Yeah. We need messages.
Yes.
And then we're one or two songs from Slick Cobain.
Yes.
And as we sip of this amazing drink, as we remember.
We actually also have a Johnny Walker.
What we're drinking first?
Yeah, I'm having a Johnny Walker. Song of Fire.
Oh my God.
So me, I'm taking a trip to Sicily.
Charles, take a trip to Sicily.
Yeah.
We will look for something better. A White Cap Crisp is best for you.
For Solo.
Okay. Later on.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Me, I'm good. As long as we all have something in hand, yes, we are good.
Bonnie Miner in the building. This is the jam.
Bonnie Miner.
Straight from Thika Hasupa Highway.
Charles used to hang out with these guys back when he was a hippie.
You know, the guy who used to...
In the 70s. The Kavoki Kombi. Remember the Kombi?
Yes. Kombi.
Yes. With a split window in the middle.
We had one, by the way.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Why are you saying we, Charles?
We were not there. You were the one who was there.
I'm saying we.
No! I am the youngest of the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The three of us. Who's three? I thought we were four.
I know. Six. Hello.
Well, a lady never talks about her age.
She's the youngest.
No,
course.
She's not. I'm the youngest. Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, oops.
Solo.
What is wrong?
Welcome to 98.4 Capital FM, where we have slow people. Sadly. And his name is actually Solo.
Solo. So Slow has gone to the website and has actually discovered something that I think you guys need to find out about.
Yeah.
So today's hottest deals.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess give you hot news when it's still hot.
Hot. Nice. Hot.
JW Black with a touch of fire. Mm. 750 ml, mm-hmm, by two at the price of one. You've understood that?
Sorry?
Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah.
With a touch of fire.
Yeah.
750 ml by two bottles at the price of one.
So
you take that wherever you're going to take it. To the bank.
The price
to your
of
friends.
One is 3,500.
Mm.
So you buy a Johnny Walker Black.
You get two.
And then you get a Johnny Walker Song of Fire.
Song of Fire.
Yes.
So for exact rate, 1750 per bottle.
There you go.
So right now somebody's talking about me being slow, but they're being slower than me. So it's okay. It's okay.
Have you seen the math there? It is still
3,500, man. It doesn't matter.
See, per bottle is 1750.
Yes.
It makes
right.
Yeah.
So and free delivery.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty simple.
Mm.
The bar is coming closer to you.
It is.
They have raised the bar, actually.
Yes.
So simply changing how you order your drinks, simply changing how you can get your drinks delivered to you, wherever it is across the country.
And if you love your gym and line, gin and line,
mm-hmm,
lime, gin and
lime. Gymnasium.
So Waithera brought us, the Digital Diva brought us some amazing drink here. Mm-hmm. I just realized it's an award-winning drink.
Mm. It is.
It's Gordon Sicilian Lemon.
Okay,
right.
Tell us about this drink, since you seem to know her better than the rest of us.
Who?
In the bottle.
Why is she?
I don't know. You
just, I said she brought us.
Yes.
Everybody's confused now.
I'm just like listening.
So okay, let's go on. Let's tell us about the drink.
I've never met men who talk so much. So for a different.
Are you serious?
I am usually the talker. Now I'm actually quiet. You keep talking. Tell us about Gordon.
Oh yes, guys. Listen, it's amazing. It's a Sicilian. It's a distilled gin that offers a zesty twist on an original recipe. Mm. From Alexander Gordon.
Okay.
That's probably a dude or a chick. No, nowadays we
Alexander.
Don't. Alexander. Yeah. Yeah. Alexander is, you know. Both of them.
Your hands. That sign you're showing with your hands.
The word you use is ambidextrous.
So, no, wait. Just go back to that. You said zesty twist. Do you know what that means?
What does that mean? The twist that is zesty. Yeah. That means it has a lemony taste.
Yeah,
zest.
It's yes. Yeah.
Zanny.
Yeah, it has that.
So, okay. So, that means I can actually... Do I really need a mixer for this? Or if I take it to the mixer, will I be spoiling it? Because that zesty, you need that zesty taste too.
Either way, uh-huh. And it's like with all our products, yeah? There's some right. guys who even drink Johnny Walker Black neat. There's yes. some who you add yes, you yes. add whatever you want to add. It's okay. Mm. It depends on your palate.
So it's you to take the your preferred drink the way you like it.
Correct.
Yeah. No one needs to tell you that this is how it is drunk. Mm-hmm. No, you enjoy it the way you
exactly.
like it.
If you want to, make your drink healthier and some vitamin C, oranges, add some...
Yeah,
juice. You can add lemon juice. You can add melon.
Me, I'm of the school of thought that fruits are to be eaten separately. If you're drinking a drink, drink it the way it has been bottled.
So that's
the person who bottled it knew what they were doing. They would have given you that with a fruit salad on the side.
Why are you getting angry?
Oh, sorry.
Still relax.
Again, like I said, everybody enjoys it the way they please.
If you want a fruit salad in your drink, it's okay. Take a pineapple with it, it's fine. As long as it's you're drinking responsibly and you're happy, it's fine. So you can actually get
the so okay, when I take it my gene, what fruit can I take it with?
What fruit? With us solo.
So yeah. I think I like what the digital diva just said. I mean, super. Every drink is to be enjoyed the way you like to enjoy it, yes. as long as you're doing it responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Space your drink. Make sure that you've eaten the right type of foods yeah. for a night or an evening out. If it's just a double that you're having as you, let's say, read a book in the evening, whether you're just watching a sundown or catching up with friends, we always do it responsibly and we never sell alcohol to people under the age of 18.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right. Okay, now, Oyera, it's your turn now. You see, apart from being the superhero at KBL, you know, saving the world, getting us drinks closer to
Did
our
you
houses.
You just call me a superhero.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You're the digital diva.
A drink is coming from Tony West to Jamhuri, phase one, house number. I'm not going to say
and
it.
Previously, we did not know who Tony West was. But now exactly. he knows us.
Kitamu, when it was raining, Asolo said, you had to walk out in the top of Kileleshwa to go and get a drink. Now, it's coming to you.
Okay, I am a superhero then.
So apart from being that superhero,
yes.
What are your hobbies?
Wow.
Yeah. That's interesting. What do you do in your free time?
So in my free time, I'm all about wellness, yeah?
Okay.
So, you know, in my young age, you have to, you know, really keep it up. So there's a few things I do. I read a lot. Uh-huh. So I read a lot of books. And then I practice yoga. I'm a yogi.
Oh, okay.
So I practice hot yoga. It's called hot yoga. You do it in a room that's 40 degrees hot.
It has a name.
Bikram.
50 degrees.
Yes.
Bikram yoga.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
50 degrees.
Yeah. And just about a year ago, thanks to COVID, I started playing golf. So now I'm also a golfer.
Yeah. You have that thing called a handicap.
I sure do.
What is your handicap?
No.
We cannot say.
It's like my age. In fact, my handicap is like, I think, the same age as me.
So it's not a good one. Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Why is that? Why is that? I told you.
What else? What else?
I'm like now taken aback. And then just because of, you know, the job I do, just exploring things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. New things. Mm-hmm. Talking to people in different industries and young guys who are, you know, in the development field or creatives. I'm very fortunate. I work with a really large team of creatives.
Yeah.
So we'll just sit and chat and talk and what's new, what are you thinking about? Yeah.
And you work with young people. We had Maya Amolo here.
Yeah, Maya. On Tuesday. She's my superstar. Yeah,
for jamming on the jam. She's a young person. So what do you, when you step back and you look at their, you know, where they're coming from, what would you tell your young self? Any regrets or any advice you'd be giving Kina Maya now?
I would say, to quote Steve Jobs, stay hungry, stay curious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be ever content with where you are. And that's why you need to keep, you know, exploring things. Everything is changing. You know, Solo, you're asking me, how do you think about this 2 years before? It's because it's just being curious. Be okay with experimenting and failing. Mm-hmm. I always tell them. And never don't be too serious on yourself.
One more question. So, you've talked about being the digital diva. You've talked about this group of creatives. Mm-hmm. Right now, as we speak, there are very many people who consider some very creative,
who consider themselves tech savvy.
Yeah.
What words of advice would you give to them as they come up in their respective careers?
Yeah, that's good. In terms of creativity, first and foremost, I'm of the belief that ideas are not unique. It's about how you execute them. So look around you and look at the gaps in society, in business, and use your creativity to solve business problems. Don't use your creativity to just be like, I launched an app and it can do, what is it going to do? How is it going to solve a business problem?
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's super. That's deep. That's as deep as, you know, John C. B. Kumu. I think he needs to talk to you next. By the way, lead podcaster here at Capital FM, by the way.
That was still an ease.
No. We're going to get you back on it. Fantastic stuff. And also, we have John C. B. Kumu coming in every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. Conversations about what's going on in the electioneering year, what you need to know. If you're not voting, then you need to know your rights. If you're voting, you need to know your rights as well. You need to know who you're voting for. You know why you're doing it. So tune in every Wednesday. John C. B. Kumu is on Digital Diva. Thank you so much.
Thank
Big
you.
Hand, guys. Everyone in the Thank studio. You. Just enjoyed Super. Your company. Well done.
You know what?
That last quote at the end, Charles Kiari.
Yes.
Word for word.
Word for word.
That's what God told you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anytime. As Martin said, you were a superhero.
Yep.
Because he's holding a... I'm Zynga there.
I'm a superhero.
Game of Thrones limited edition.
And of course,
whiskey.
Thanks to Brian Kipkogey for bringing Waithira in. And
Brian, thank you so
thank
much.
You so much.
Thank
Brian.
You, Brian.
Bless you.
It's
guys
been
are happy.
A pleasure, guys.
And also, there's someone at the corner.
Yes, we can see. He's got very nice shoes. I wanted to tell you that.
Nice shoes. And he's also wearing something from Limuru.
Yes.
That's my bodyguard.
That's your bodyguard.
Be nice to him.
What's his name?
No, he doesn't have a name.
We want the name.
Who are you?
Because of that, it's the jacuzzi I want. That jacket.
He's Brian. See, Brian brought me in. Brian is my bodyguard, and Brian is also my son.
So you got three B's.
Right.
It's like Bell Beef Devo.
There you go.
Devo.
Wait, what is it?